As advertised, we're discussing of Shovavim and why in an Ibriyar, it's Shana Mubaris, it's Shovavim Tat, break it down what it says in Svar Makdoshim, and also what I heard from my Rebbe with Moshe Shapira. Well,
is this
yes.
We have two Adar in this year?
No, we don't. We don't. No. Well, just to explain the idea. These weeks are mesugal for tshuva, but to be a little bit more specific, as we're not a co-ed company, tshuva bechlau, but tikkun abris befrat. Right, and the time to be mechaper for chatas neurim, and Rachmana Litzlan, carry. So it's mesugal for this befrat, during these weeks. And, why dafka these weeks? When we read these parshas, it seems to be a function of the parshas that we read. why is the Sefer called Sefer Shmos? So it just seems like it's pretty random that put the name of Shmos. But the Ramban in his Hakdama already deals with his Hakdama to the Sefer, and he points out that there is a trend. Paro is willing to give in after five makas. He's broken, right. But it's what Ribosham says, I'm going to keep on giving him, I'm going to be mechazik his heart, to give him a rocket. L'man haroscha es kochi, l'man saper shmi b'chol ha'aretz. I want my name spoken about, right? That's by the makas, right? And then, by the Tzitzrayim, Hashem ish mochama, Hashem shmo. Right, by the Kriyas Yamsuf, right, and then we come to Matan Torah, right, which Kayadua Kol Torah Kula Shemosav Shakarish Baruch Hu, but Matan Torah ends already with the idea that it's going to be a Beis Hamikdash, Mizbach LeTasei, right, Kol Makom Asher Azkir Eshmi Avoy Lechu Birachticha, right, and then there's another version of Matan Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. And then we actually begin with the plans of Hakamas HaMishkan. And that's called throughout Tanakh, Amakom Asheyivchar Hashem L'shaken Shmo Sham. So there is a Mahalach of Gilui Hashem in course of the Sefer. So the Medrash Rabbah, in the very beginning of the Parsha, points out the inconsistency. Only 12 names are mentioned, even though it says, Shivim Nefesh. So it's the number and the names don't match the numbers. Right. So the Medrash says, Al Shem Gulasa Nikrukan. That these 12 names that are mentioned is really talking about the Geula. We're not talking about the private citizens. Ruvein, Rora Isis Onyami. Right. Shibon, Shema Elohim Esna Kosam. You heard their cries. Shindislav Elonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who accompanied us, right? Yehuda Al Shem Shehodu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Zvulin Al Shem Bano B'Nisa Beis Zvul HaKamas HaMishkan, and everything, the Medrash goes through how each one of these 12 names merames on something that happens in course of the Geula, right? And these are the Shmos B'nei Yisrael. Shmos B'nei Yisrael is really the Giluye Elokus that's going to happen. So now, in next week's parasha, Ve'avram Yitzchak Ve'Yaakov Bekel Shakai Ushmi Havaya Lo Nodati Lahem. So Rashi points out, Lo Nodati, but they Lo Dati Loksiv. They knew the name Havaya. We find it mentioned, right? But Lo Nodatim, I didn't display it, right? Mm-hmm. So the Rambam in the Morne Vuchim points out an amazing thing, right? When you read Sefer Bereishis, now just the text, right? Spare me the midrashim, okay? Right, you just read the text, you'll see two things. Right? First of all, and this is incontrovertible, no midrash will change this, right? Right, no Navi was ever sent in the name of God with a message to the people throughout the whole Sefer Bereishis. Not once, right? So Noach got a nevuah that's going to be a marble. He wasn't sent to speak to the people, but he kind of dropped hints. He built the Teva for 120 years, blocked everyone's driveway, right? Right? Drew attention, right? Right. No, it's true. God. Right. Right. Didn't say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to tell you. Avraham Avinu got plenty of nevuah. Right?
There's no really Jews yet.
Yeah, but we're talking about the whole book. Well, the book of Bereishis, right?
The whole book of Bereishis, but the idea of the Yehudi, the Hebrew, wasn't really told by
this book, no? Yeah, but I'm saying, there were people that received prophecy. They were not directed to give over the prophecy, right? Yeah, Rebosham didn't send the VM to speak in his name. So if people had nevuas, it was their private business. They were never asked in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and share their nevuah, right? Right. That's correct. That is correct. Excuse me. He never came and said, "Ko Amar Hashem, there will be a marble."
And the Yosef's dream, that's not really considered nevuah.
That's right. Yeah. He was not commanded to say it over. Yeah. Right. He was just, that's all he did was build the Teva of Yask. You know, we're supposed to bring a marble. He was not sent to preach, not to say anything in the name of God.
Also, by the time meeting, if you look at the order of events, at least in the Torah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was first decided to destroy the world, and then he told him to build the Teva. So it seems like, just from the Pasha reading of the Pesukah, that it wasn't done to motivate a Tshuva movement. That wasn't the purpose of it. He was already decided to punish the world.
Right. And now even Shem and Aver, right? They had Ruach HaKodesh. Whereas Rams Medayik in that same parak, right? It's based Midrash Shel Shem. Right? If you wanted to come, they'll teach you Chochmah. They were not sent on a mission to preach. Now, the game changer was Avraham Avinu, he was not sent to preach. He did it on his own. Reko Hashem Hashem Kel Oilam. And that was the big change. That was the big shift. Right? But Avraham Avinu did it, you know, not on a mission. He took it on himself. The Baruch did not send him, you know, tell Nimrod this. No. Right? And he did it out of pure Avas Hashem, and that's really the big difference between Avraham Avinu and the tzaddikim that lived before him. That Avraham Avinu wanted to preach. But the problem is it was all preaching, and even though he had a tremendous following, like the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, right, they all petered out. Because it wasn't backed up by any revelation. It was all philosophy. But he at least tried, right? He at least tried. And he built up a tremendous amount of credit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will have a nation. He will have a nation, right? That the Ribbono Shel Olam will appear upon. There will be Nizgala upon. Right? So it's, even though I'm not the biggest Talmud of Yaakov Weinberg, right? But something which I heard from him, right? Listen. Why didn't the Ribosham give the Torah to the Avos? Right? You know, they were Mekayim all the Torah voluntarily, and Golo Mitzvah Oseh, Mimi Sheinu Mitzvah Oseh. So why would Ribosham be Monea Teva Mibalov? You know, why are you withholding? Because Golo Mitzvah Oseh, they're keeping the Torah anyway. Give the Torah to the Avos. So Roshiva said, right? Because you can't give the Torah to a Yochid that's here today and gone tomorrow, because the Torah is a Bris Olam. You can only make a bris olam with a nation, right? A nation becomes a corporate body that's kolo all the deris, and that's halacha by chatas tzibur shemeso. Yet ayochom of chatas tzibur shemeso balas she'ain tzibur mason. Right. So the kli to hold gilui elokus is only an am. The others weren't an am. So they were fighting against the trend of a world where there's no Gilui Elokus within the world. Right, and that's when he meets Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek is called Vu Koin Lekel Elyon. They worship the God who's above, not the God who's revealed here. But when he meets Avraham Avinu, he says, Baruch Avraham Kelyon, Kone Shamayim Varetz. That's the big change, right? that Avraham Avinu is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Shemayim and Eretz, bringing him into our reality. But that was all his preaching. That was all his philosophy. There was not any Gilui Bepal to back it up, right? And by the same token, the Rambam says, and this is true if you read the text, right? You know, there were no Nisim Gluyim in Sefer Bereishis, right? Well, the Mabul, you know, but the for those, you know, the those who were perished by it, you know, and leave to say it, you know, the Mabul, stone, you know, you had, you know, Shaloka Death, people being killed, right? But no nace that, you know, a person being dispelled from, right? You know, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. What? What? Yeah, so I said, spare me the Midrashim. Right? That's what I had in mind. Right? And this is the Rambam. This is not me. This is the Rambam in the Marne Vilchim.
Avram's entire crowd disappeared?
Yes.
He was just left with Yitzchak.
Yes. That's why he wanted a son so badly. What was wrong with Eliezer, Dolor, Mashka?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Yeah, because he couldn't rely on Eliezer. You know, he couldn't rely. That's why he wanted his son to keep it going. Yeah, so Sefer Shmos, says the Rambam, that parak, is now a big shift. There's now, Moshe Rabbeinu was the first Navi sent in the name of God to say something with a message. So he goes to Paro, right? Except Paro says, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, never heard of the guy, right? And which is a very interesting thing. And we'll, that's what you'd see as Mitzrayim changed. Because even if the stories of Avraham Avinu, you know, were the stuff of legend, right? It wasn't anything that was manifest, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu goes with in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does Nisim Niglim with the Mata. That's the great shift that's happening, right, in Sefer Shmos. All right, so now Chazal divide up world history into three eras. Shitav Eshnin Havei Alma. Alpayim Tohu, Alpayim Torah, and Alpayim Mashiach. So you work out the dates. Alpayim Torah starts with Avraham Avinu because he started preaching, right? He started preaching, but doesn't come to full actuality until, of course, Matan Torah, right? But think about this. 2,000 years of history are called Tohu. 2,000, right? You know, there were buildings, you know, the structures, civilizations, big civilizations. You know, it's Migdal Babel, and then, you know, the Egyptian Empire. And Chazal call all that Tohu. 2,000 years, right?
Where's the 2,000 years, I'm sorry, from between Avram and...
He was born in Jewish year 1948.
Right.
From Adam until Avram.
It's a short 52 years, but it's the first 2,000 until Avram.
Right. How do you call it Tohu? It was a civilized world, right? Because you have to understand, and then here we're getting to the point, you know, the relationship that there is between Ruchnius and Gash is not the pshat. There's, that Ruchnius is a addition, like just a, you know, you pile on top, just Gash is here, and you pile up the Ruchnius here, right? It's not like another layer, right? Shem Shamayim is necessary to give the world, this world, its structure. To give the world its structure, you need a focal point, right? You need a point to concentrate. Kol Masecha Yu L'Shem Shamayim. You need a point center that, you know, that everything makes sense, right? Around that point center, and everything should be geared to that point center. Without a point center, everything's tohu vavohu. Right. So now, you know, there was no Gilui of Shabbos until after Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? But that is also, you know, the function of Shabbos in the week. You know, but we magdim. The Mishnah says, no, there's two Mishnahs. Knesia, she l'shem shamayim, sof al yizkayim. Right? Any convergence, if it's done l'shem shamayim, it'll stick. If not, ain't sof al yizkayim. And there's also machlokas, l'shem shamayim, sof al yizkayim. Convergence and divergence, that everything should be its own individual special thing. Convergence and divergence, it all has to be l'shem shamayim to have a kiyum. Right? You know, what's holding the world together? So they talk about in physics, dark matter, right? Dark matter, this mysterious force that's holding everything together. As I said, it's shem shamayim, it's holding the world together. It's what keeps everything, you know, together to the extent it's supposed to be together. It's what keeps everything separate so things don't cancel each other out. And that's the sort of Knesil Shem Shemaim, Machlokas Shem Shemaim. It's Shem Shemaim that's keeping the cosmic balance. Right? Shem Shemaim. Right? So now, Shabbos. Ata kidashta es yom hashvi l'shmecha. Tachlis maaseh shemaim v'aretz. Right? Right? You know, Shabbos is a gilui of Shem Shemaim. Right? And that's the nekudas atachlis of Shemaim and Oretz. That's how we make, that's Shabbos is really the point center that keeps the world going, right? Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, and there's Hayom Shabbos Kodesh, point center. And that's what, the seventh represents. Everyone knows there was Rugel in the writings of the Maharal. You know, there are Vav Ktzavos, six edges, right? For every each dimension has two poles, right? So it's right, left, up, down, in, out, six, right? Shabbos.
Didn't Yaakov Avinu accomplish v'hine sum mutzav ba'artzo v'roshe magia shemayim?
Yes.
Did not go ahead and fuse shemayim ba'aretz in that mokom. Ochein, he says, my neira.
That's right.
That was where the Beis Hamikdash was going to be, right?
Yaakov Avinu
was the first one to go ahead and establish that shemayim ba'aretz is fused together through the Torah that right. He learned during Shem Ve'eva. So that happened way before.
No, but that was his revelation. That was his personal experience. We're talking about that the world, it wasn't this gala in the world. People had, that's what it's like Shem Ben Noach. It's Kohen Lekelon. People had transcendental experiences.
Personal,
right, right. But there's the idea of Gilui Shem Shemayim within the world, right? Right. In Zman, that's Shabbos. In Zman, that's Shabbos, right? In Mokom, that's the Mokom HaMikdash, I said, right? Mokom HaShir Az Kir Shmi, he actually got it right. That's right, but it was... Right. But it wasn't Nizgala B'Paul yet. Just like Shabbos, now, and that's how the world managed to exist, because there is Shabbos. We both made Shabbos during Sheshes Mei Breishis, so he finished on Shabbos, Ma'alam Chaser, Menucha, Bar Shabbos, Bar Menucha, right? What's creative about rest, right? Just don't work, right? Bar Shabbos, Bar Menucha means absolute resting point center where everything stops, point of center. That's what Shabbos is. But Shabbos was Yom Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was they had Shabbos in heaven. They didn't have Shabbos on earth. But that's what kept the world going. But the whole time, there wasn't Gilui Elokus in the world. That's called Alpayim Tohu. Because the world has no structure, right? There's no points. There's no absolute point center that which you're going to arrange yourself around or focus at. So now the Dora Mabul, they loved it that way, right? They loved it that way. And they were nispashet with all their taivas in every which direction. And, with their taivas and with the gezel, no structure. So the amazing thing, Mida Keneged Mida, the Ribbono Shel Olam vanquished them with water. That has no structure. Water is, right? No tzura, right? So the Dora Mabul life loved it that way, and they got it Mida Keneged Mida, right? And they were, washed away, right? So now, Migdal Bavel, right? They were afraid of climate change, right? Right?
Started a long time.
All right. No, the first climate activists were Migdal Bavel. Rashi says, they said, Achas le'elef, tarnu shanim, once every 1,656 years, the sky is going to collapse. We got to do something about it. Right? Right? So it comes over with the climate change. If it happens, right? So they build the Migdal. What's the Migdal called? Naselanu shame. But they didn't want Shem Shemaim. They thought they could create an artificial point center to give the world structure, and we won't have another Mabul. They understood, right? But that was, as the Maharal says, a Knesia Shelo L'Shem Shemaim. They want to say Naselanu shame. That's why it wasn't this kind. Right? So they tried to make an artificial shame. Right, give the world an artificial. That was what that Migdal was, a point center. We were all going to focus at this thing. It was going to be like an evil equivalent to the Beis Hamikdash, where we all have to face when we daven. It's like the one halacha that's derais and davening, according to Ram, that holds mitzvah derais and daven. Yeah, it's all freestyle midrash, except one thing. You have to face the Makom HaMikdash. He writes that in Sefer HaMitzvot. It's an amazing thing. That's the one din d'oraisa that there is in Hilchos Tefillah. If you hold that, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, right? Right? That's what that mikdash is supposed to be, an artificial shame. Na'aseh lanu shame, right? And they, it failed. What?
According to everybody, it's mitzvah d'oraisa if you're in Yisrael,
right? Yeah. Great. That's what the Rambam, yeah. Yes. Right.
So the tower itself was meant as the symbolism
focal point.
Of the
that's right. Goes from heaven to earth, point center. Right, and that's what's going to hold the world together. That was the. But they were wrong, which means that the Mabul Be'etzem never stopped. We never really graduated to be above the Mabul until Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the side. Moshe Rabbeinu is in a teva. Because the Mabul never stopped. We were not Be'etzem better than the Dora Mabul. Right? It's the world without Torah in the world still has no structure. And that's why Moshe is the beginning. He's in the Teva. He's finishing up the Avod of Noach. And that's a Soid Nifla. Right? That's what Moshe Min HaTorah Minayin. Chulin Daf Kuf Lametes. Lo Yadunu Chibad Olam B'Shagamu Basar. Which is the Gzeira of the Mabul. That's the remez to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. Because as Moshe was saying, the only way you're getting past this, right, is with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's going to be when you're finally going to grab. That's why it's ki min amayim mishisil, right? He gets above the water, because the world is like all water everywhere without tzura, without the gilui shem shamayim that happens ayde Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And that is, you know, what the chet hayadua is, right? That you know, that the Yesod is not mischaber in the Malchus, right? That, you know, it's you're not focused on Shem Shemayim, right? Where the Zera is supposed to go, right? It says, in Tomer Dvar, in Plenty Svar, that, you know, your wife, that's the Shechina. That's the Nekuda of Malchus, that's the focal point, right? You know, that's the Amud, Tzadik Yesod Olam, but the Yesod has to be, you know, you have to put the pillar in the right place, point center. And that if you put the pillar in the right place, there's a keel, right? But without a point center, so all the kochos just go in all the different directions. during these weeks these are the weeks of gilui shem shamayim in the world. The world is getting its, you know, nekudas hamerkaz, right? That the yesod could be focused at. America's right. Okay, fine.
This is the focal point, by the way.
There you go. As I say, it is. That's right. It's getting the Nakuda of Shem Shamayim. So it first starts with the, you know, and that's what's breaking it. That's how the world is being permanently transformed. Right? The Ramchal writes in a few places, you know, that we cannot understand what it was to live before Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is not a place in the world that if you say the word God, that anyone will give you a blank stare. Everyone heard of God. Everyone heard of the Torah, right? The world has been eternally transformed. The whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim Matan Torah, which is all linked by the Yemei Omer, which is really Shovavim. From Yetzias Mitzrayim to the second version of Matan Torah at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the world's been permanently transformed. You know, Yosei Neman Baal Timot, right, and that's why Zechlit Yisrael, Zechlit Yisrael, all came out all the mitzvahs of Torah, Zechlit Yisrael, even Shabbos is Zechlit Yisrael. Dibur Shnius doesn't talk about the Genesis. So if it's hard to carry Yisrael, Beit Hashem, okay, Tzil Hashem, last us Yom Hashabbos, right? As a Kiyom Tchil Maker Kors Zechlit Yisrael. Without Yisrael, there couldn't be Shabbos in the world. There would be no spirituality. Nothing spiritual would be Nizgala in the world. And that's why we had to have Pesach before we got Shabbos. We had Pesach, and then we got Shabbos in Mora. Pesach was the original breakthrough. And then it was, you know, made more firm with getting the mitzvahs in Mora, then finalized with Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is not repo man. He's not taking it back, right? The Torah stays. The Torah sticks. And that changed the world, that no matter how bad things get, we never will regress to pre-Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Havtacha that we have. That's the real chashivas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's the basis of all our mitzvahs. It set the new floor that gives kiyum for the world. Not
with great comfort.
Yes, right. But the right. So this Indian that, you know, during these weeks in any year, right? These weeks are mesugo for the tikkun that we mentioned, for the reasons that we mentioned. These are weeks of gilui shem shemayim ba'olam, and that's the time to be metakin whenever you've strayed, you know, and you yagea larik, right? the opposite of kol masech yilu shem shemayim, right? But on an Ibriyor, there's a higher tikkun. Because we said, you know, the baseline, in the words of Ramchal again, is that, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim put a certain floor in the cosmos, right, that on which is Chal Matan Torah, and that we'll have. They'll throw us into Golos and Golos and Golos, Rachman al-Tzlan. We'll always have Torah. As we say, you know, in the Kinas, Vein Shir Raka Torah Azos. Right, but higher madregas that are an extension of this Nekudas Americas, like, right, you know, the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, that's the Chol Kol Asher Asker, Makom Asher Hashem, the Shakin Shmo Sham, which we know Chazal tells us it's point center of the globe, right? It's mamish sod Nekudas Americas. Eretz Yisrael is, you know, central. You know, it's an amazing thing. You know, Chazal, they have a very simple map of the world, right? There's Oretz and Chutz Lartz. There's just two places. There's one little place called Inn.
It's like New Yorkers.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Great analogy.
Right. Right.
There's just New York and America.
Right. 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 One little place that's called Inn. Everywhere else called Inn. Because Eretz Yisrael is the sort of Nekudas Americas. Right, yo, that's yo, and that's where the Beis Hamikdash is. That's where Yerushalayim is, and that's why the whole world. It's not just, you know, of course, anti-Semitism, but whenever they actually do work in the UN, if they ever do actually go to work, they only do one thing: they pass resolutions against Israel. Right? That, you know, why is everyone so preoccupied with Eretz? You know, the kibush of Eretz Yisrael is going to be the sign that Ribbono Shel Olam is the real creator. First Rashi and Chumash, right? You know, the whole. If we can't, because that's point center. Whoever controls Eretz Yisrael controls the world. That's point center, right? But the Gilui Elokus manifests, you know, in Mokom, Mamish, right? You know, we have the Torah, you know, amongst us. You know, the Am Yisrael carries the Torah. That's in the Nefesh. In Zman, we have Shabbos, right? And that's why the Kulyam B'Shabbos is the Torah in Yisrael, because the Torah and Shabbos are parallel ideas, right? But, you know, but having Gilui Elokus B'Poyal in Mokom, Mamish, physically manifest. Liros is Pnei Adon Hashem. You could go there and you could be Shoev Ruach HaKodesh, right? That's a Madrega that sadly comes and goes, like the Madrega of Nevuah, right? So an amazing thing. You know, the original misalignment, you know, we thought, you know, the original misalignment that the Ribbono Shel Olam put in the Bria, we just did a great job of expanding it. But the original, you know, to give makom for Bechira, the original misalignment was Miut HaLevana. It was Miut HaLevana, you know. And Lo Asilo, where are Levana Karachama, right? The original giving makom to Ra in the world, because, you know, which it has its, you know, it has its nighttime, it has its time of darkness. If the moon would be as bright as the sun, there'll be no darkness. And beside, there'll be no Choshech in everything that Choshech represents. The Miut HaLevana is the original giving makom to Ra. The misalignment between the sun and the moon, that's the original misalignment between Yesod and Malchus. You know, the Shemesh Kaidu is Tiferes, and the Levona is Malchus. And their misalignment, that the moon is not in sync with the sun, right? That's the original misalignment that gave Mokum Farah, and hence there was a Nachash and Eitz Hadas. And then when Adam ate, he just expanded that rift, right? All right. So here's a Dover Niflum Od Lizbonim, the Gaon says. It's also in other Sfarim. That you know, we count time on these two luminaries, right? The lunar cycle is shorter than the solar cycle by 10 days. Right. You know, lunar cycle is shana, literally shana, gematria shana, 355, right? Right, and the solar cycle is 365. So that means on Rosh Hashanah. Right, Rosh Hashanah is a lunar day. So it's the next year on the lunar cycle. The solar cycle is 10 days behind, right? And when does the solar cycle catch up? On Yom Kippur. That's when they catch up. And that's why what's in between, in that gap, is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We have to do Tshuva, you know, to heal the cosmic rift. Zok the Goyin, right? Says the Goyin. We have an Ibriyar every third year to align sun and moon. Three sets of Aseres Yemei Tshuva become the 30 days of Adar Sheni. Right? What? What?
That's why there's no tachanun for the whole month.
Oh, really? How
did that? In this
unbelievable. In this look at that.
More like 6 months.
Right. yeah. No, is that.
What happens in 3 days again?
Right.
Three Aseres Yemei Tshuvas
make up. So in the short year, that's the big gap. Those 10 days are gap. And by the way, Al Pisod, since it's neither, it's a neutral zone. You're not. It's really not. You know, so which year does it belong to? So stayed in all for him, right? Shlod, the Ramak. You know, the Goyin that we just quoted. Aseres Yemei Tshuva is not real. It's you're living last year again. Every day is worth like 35 days, right? And you have a chance to relive last year before it gets stored away in the Eitzer, where all time goes, right? But that's what you're doing. You're busy in tshuva because you know the whole makom.
The 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and one for each day of the week for the previous year.
What?
Like the 7 days that's in between right. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Right.
Yeah. You have one day of the week to right. Misakin, one day of the week for each.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also the what you said, the 10. You know, it's the. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you know, it's the time to, you know, we work just like, you know, you're waiting for the sun to catch up to the moon, right? During that time, we do tshuva for all the, everything that we've missed. That's what the word chet means, to miss, lachti. And that's, you know, the chet ayedua, you know, you miss, you know. The yisod doesn't hit the malchus, right? So that's the inyan that on an Ibriyar, where we have this big tikkun of three sets of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so the tikkun extends to the parshas that are asuk in Binyan HaMishkan. Right? Because you have a taste, but only the ones that talk about the plans of the Mishkan, not Vayakol Pekudi, where they actually put it up. Because, you know, because we're not living in the Gula yet. We're not living. But we get a taste, and the tikkun extends in an Ibriyar to Truma Tetzaveh, the parshas of Hakamas HaMishkan, the plans for it, because in Machshava, right, in Machshava we have it. We have it even though we don't have Paul Lagamri, and that's why the tikkun extends a little bit more. All right, of course we use Akenu, we should all do a Chuvashah, tikkun HaBris, and you know, and be Nigal B'mer B'yameinu, L'chaim.